ॐ ज्ञानतिमरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चकौपातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेभ्य च पतितनां पवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे We're telling the activities or the travels of a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, from Govardhan, named Gop Kumar, and how he's traveled into Vaikuntha and he met Narada Muni.
文大文的哥瓦登山的一个牧牛童，他的旅行历程，他的名字叫戈巴库马，他旅行到了白昆塔， 在那里他遇见了Narada Muni.
And Narada Muni told him that there's another place in Vaikuntha which is very special, which is first of all, there's a place called Ayodhya, and after Ayodhya, there's another place called Dwarka. And he thought it would be very good for Gop Kumar to go there and see the worship, how the devotees worship the Lord in Ayodhya first of all, and then he could go on to Dwarka.
Narada Muni 就告诉 Gopa Kumar 有一个另外一个地方是非常特殊的地方。 这个地方是 Ayodhya， 除了 Ayodhya 之外，还有另外一个地方是 Dwarka， 他最好去见一见，在那里是怎么崇拜主的。他可以先看一下对在 Ayodhya 对至尊主的崇拜，之后他可以去 Dwarka。
So in Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra resides there, and he's worshipped. He's there along with his consort, Mother Sita, and his brother, Lakshman.
在Ayodhya，主Ramachandra居住在那里，他和他的伴侣 Sita一起住在那里，还有他的弟弟Lakshmana.
So Gop Kumar is told by the Narada Muni, you go immediately. You don't need to wait. Lord Narayana already knows you're going to go there, and he's approved it. So you can just go. You don't need to get his permission. He's already left here also. Lord Narayana is not here. He went to visit somebody else, and he won't be back for a long time.
Narada Muni 就告诉Gopa Kumar，你现在就去，你不需要等Narayana，他已经去了别的地方。 你不需要得到他的允许，因为他已经离开这里去拜访另外一个地方，要很久才能回来。So
Gop Kumar offered his obeisances to Narada Muni, and then he left, and he traveled for a long time, and after some distance, he came to a place where there were some forest monkeys, and the monkeys were, you know, like monkeys are, very restless. They jump around. And these monkeys were all shouting, Rama, Rama.
Gopa Kumar 就向Narada Muni顶拜之后，就启程离开了。这个旅程很长，在走了很长一段距离之后呢，他就来到了 经过了一片森林，这森林有很多猴子，这个猴子呢，他们都在那里非常躁动不安的跳来跳去，一边跳着一边喊 Rama Rama。
And the monkeys tried to grab Gop Kumar's flute. They wanted to take it from his hand.
这些猴子呢，还想把格瓦库玛手中的笛子抓到自己的手中。
They didn't like anyone to be a devotee of anyone other than Lord Rama.
他们不喜欢别人成为就是主 Rama 的奉献者之外的别的奉献者。
So after seeing the monkeys, he walked further, and then he met some humans, and he saw they were also associates of Lord Ramachandra, and they were very, very attractive in their features.
然后他就进一步往前走，在前面他遇到一些就是人类。他以为他们都是主 Ramachandra 的同游，而他们这些人呢，他们的相貌呢，特别的有吸引力。
And he was surprised that they seemed even more attractive than the residents of Vaikuntha.
Gopa Kumar 感到特别的惊讶，因为这些人的相貌呢，甚至超过了 Vaikuntha 居民的相貌的特征。
The people in Vaikuntha all had four-handed forms, and many of them had Sarupya Mukti. They had bodily features like Lord Narayan. But these people from Ayodhya were very special.
因为这些人他们都长着四臂。They have four arms, right?
Yes.
他们都有四臂的形象，他们已经得到了 Sarupya 的解脱。他们因为他们的相貌呢，都长得就像 Narayana 那样的，就是特殊的相貌。
And they, Gop Kumar was respecting them, but they did not like it that he was respecting them.
Gopa Kumar 就彬彬有礼的向他们致意。敬意，可是呢，这些人不喜欢，格帕库马尔尊敬他们。
They didn't want to be honored. They didn't want any respect from Gop Kumar.
他们不期望从格帕库马尔那里得到任何的尊敬。
They were very, very humble.
他们都非常非常谦卑。
They brought Gop Kumar to the city. There was a gate.An entrance into the city, and they brought Gop Kumar there to enter into the city.
他们就随后把 Gopa Kumar 带到了城门，然后就把他领进了城市。
So when Gop Kumar got to the city, he was overwhelmed to see the city, and he could see all the.Devotees, all the associates of the Lord.
Gopa Kumar, 他一进城就感到特别的激动，他见到了主的这些同游，这些奉献者们。
So they had to help him. Gopa Kumar was so overwhelmed with ecstasy, they had to help him practically carry him into the city.
Gopa Kumar 他感到如此的激动，所以这些人呢不得不得帮助他，因为 Gopa Kumar 非常的狂喜，所以这些人就扶着他走进了城。
So Gopa Kumar had to behave differently with the people here in Ayodhya, because in Vaikuntha he was showing a lot of respect to all the people in Vaikuntha because they all had four-armed forms. But when he came to Ayodhya, the people in Ayodhya, they wouldn't let Gop Kumar respect them.
Gopa Kumar 在Ayodhya 呢，他的行为呢，就跟在Vaikuntha的时候不一样，因为在Vaikuntha呢，他必须得特别的尊敬那里的居民，因为他们都有着四臂的形象。 但是在 Ayodhya 这些人不喜欢 Gopal Kumar， 对他们很尊敬。
It's the nature of the devotees of Lord Rama to be very humble and not to want any respect from others.
主 Rama 的奉献者的本性就是非常的谦卑谦和，他们不希望得到任何的尊敬。
Then he came in to the more into the city, and in the center of the city, he saw Lord Ramachandra's other brothers, Bharat, with Shatrughna.
Gopal Kumar 就进了城，在城市中间，他见到了 Rama 的其他的两个弟弟 Bharat 和 Shatrughna。
But Gopal Kumar, when he saw Bharat, he thought this was Lord Ramachandra, but he's a brother, he's not Lord Ramachandra, but they look like each other.
Gopal Kumar 一见到 Bharat 就误以为是主 Ramachandra 本人，但是实际上他只是 Ramachandra 的弟弟，他们的长相呢非常的相似。
So when he saw Bharat,Gopal Kumar began to offer prayers, thinking he's Lord Rama. But when Bharat heard the prayers, he covered his ears and said, No, I'm only a servant.
Gopal Kumar 一见到 Bharat, 就立刻开始被吟诵祷文，以为他就是 Ramachandra. 但是 Bharat 马上就把用手堵住了自己的耳朵，说不，我只是他的仆人。
Bharat was sitting on a big seat, a big throne, and he was surrounded by many people. So it was easy for Gopal Kumar to make this mistake. And he looked just like Lord Rama.
Bharat 坐在一个宝座上，四周就围绕着很多的人，所以很容易就把他误以为是 Ramachandra, 而且他们的相貌非常的相似雷同。
So Bharat is actually, he's like the plenary portion of the Supreme Lord.
Bharat 相当于至尊主的全权扩展。
And his wife is like the plenary portion of Lakshmi. And she looks just like Sita.
他的妻子就是 Lakshmi 的全权扩展。就是 Sita 的全权扩展。
And the other brother Shatrughna, he looked like Lakshman, who's the younger brother of Lord Ram.
But 另外一个 Ramachandra 另外一个弟弟 Bharat 还有另外一个兄弟 Shatrughna, 他也是主 Ramachandra 的弟弟。
So then Hanuman came forward.And Hanuman took Gopal Kumar more into the city to meet the Supreme Lord, Lord Rama.
Hanuman 就过来，就把 Ramachandra 带到了城里另一个地方去见至尊主 Ramachandra。
Sorry.So Lord Rama was sitting on a big throne, and it was just like he looked like Lord Narayan himself.
Rama Chandra 坐在一个宝座上，就像 Narayan 本人一样。
And Gopal Kumar could see all the auspicious signs in the form of Lord Ramachandra.
Gopal Kumar 就在主 Ramachandra 身上可以见到许多吉祥的印记。
He had a very strong neck, strong arms.
他的就是颈项脖子就是非常的粗壮，和他的臂膀也是强而有力的。
And he was young. He was not old.
他青春年少，他并不是一个老人的样子。
So everything about his features made him look like the Lord of Vaikuntha.
他身上的种种的特征呢，使他看上去就像莱昆塔之主。
But there were some special features, like he had a bow in his hand.
但是他有一些特征、特点、独特的，就是比如他手上拿着弓。
And when he looked at people, he would look very humble and modest.
当他去看别人的时候，他的目光是非常的谦和的，非常的温文尔雅。
So he's even more attractive than Lord Narayan.
因此呢，他比主 Narayan 呢更加有魅力。
And he's very strict about following all the principles of the Vedic culture.
在遵守韦达文化的原则方面呢，他非常严格。
So when Gopkumar saw him, he was overwhelmed and he fainted on the, he fell down.
Gopkumar 就见到他之后呢，他激动的就晕了过去，倒在了地上。
Somehow he was able to stand up.And when he stood up, he was able to see Lord Ramachandra more clearly, and he could see all of his attractive features.
嗯 ，the servant helped him to stand up, right?
Yeah.
然后就有Ramachandra 的仆人就把他扶了起来，就当着格巴库马站了起来之后，他能够更加清晰的能够去。注视 Ramachandra 的身体特征。
So Hanuman had been accompanying Gopkumar, but when they got there in front of Lord Ramachandra, then Hanuman jumped over to join at the sit at the side of Lord Ramachandra.
Hanuman 呢，本来是跟 Gopakumar 陪着他一起进城来见 Ramachandra, 但是见到 Ramachandra 之后，他就跳到了 Ramachandra 身边。
And on the left side of Lord Rama was his dear his consort, Sita. And on the other side is the younger brother, Lakshman.
Ramachandra 的左侧站着他最亲爱的伴侣 Sita, 在他的右侧站立着他弟弟 Lakshman.
So this is the usual way in which we see Lord Ramachandra. When you see a picture of some, Lord Ramachandra will be there, and Sita on his left, and Lakshman on his right, and Hanuman kneeling at the side with his arms in, you know, namaste, the palms together, waiting to be given some service.
一般呢，通常我们都会见到这样的图片，就是在主 Ramachandra 的左侧是 Sita, 右侧是 Lakshman, 而 Hanuman 呢就跪在近前，双手合十，向主 Ramachandra 致敬，等待着得到他的服务。
It said Mother Sita is even more attractive than Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune.And she's a very perfect consort for Lord Ramachandra.
据说 Sita 母亲比 Lakshmi 更加有吸引力，她是 Ramachandra 的完美的伴侣。
And Hanuman will sometimes he will do different services. Sometimes he will get the chamara and he will fan Lord Ramachandra, and at the same time he will sing about the glories of Lord Ramachandra.
Hanuman 会为 Ramachandra 做不同的服务，有的时候他就用这个拂尘为主 Ramachandra 扇凉，有的时候他唱着荣耀 Rama 的歌曲。
And Hanuman also can compose prayers describing the glories of Lord Rama, and he will sing these different prayers to Lord Rama.
有的时候 Hanuman 还会创作一些歌颂 Ramachandra 的荣耀的歌曲。并且大声地唱出来。
And sometimes Hanuman will be holding a white umbrella over the head of Lord Ramachandra, symbolizing that he is the great king.
有的时候汉努曼还会举着一把白伞撑在 Ramachandra 的头顶，象征着他是一位伟大的君王。
Another time you'll be massaging the feet of the Lord.
在另别的时间，他会按摩主的莲花足。
Gokumar can do all of these services. He's got so much energy, and he never gets tired.
所以他的能量，他的精力充沛，他从来不疲倦。
So Gokumar bows down to Lord Ramachandra and begins to praise him. And Lord Ramachandra sees Gokumar and he encourages him. He speaks some kind words to him.
Gokumar 就顶拜了 Ramachandra， 并且赞颂了他。Ramachandra 就用仁爱的话语来鼓励了 Gopakumar。
So Lord Ramachandra spoke to Gokumar. He tells him, "Oh, my dear son of a cowherd, my best friend."
Ramachandra 就说，我亲爱的牧牛郎之子啊，我最好的朋友。
Lord Rama tells Gokumar, because you have so much affection, you have conquered me. I'm conquered by you. He said, better you just relax and make me your friend.
Ramachandra 就对 Gopakumar 说，你的爱征服了我，最好你放松下来，把我当做你最好的朋友。
You've made me unhappy for a long time because you were not here. So I've been missing you for a long time.
你让我不快乐很长时间，因为你不在这里，你让我一直在想念你。
So the Lord Rama was congratulating Gopakumar that he had been able to come all the way to Ayodhya. He'd managed to get into the spiritual world, and from Vaikuntha he had come to Ayodhya. So Lord Ramachandra congratulates him.
主 Ramachandra 就祝贺了 Gopakumar 能够一路的来到了灵性世界，并且来到了 Ayodhya， 他向他表示祝贺。
But he doesn't like to see Gopakumar offer all the obeisances and offer prayers all the time. He wants Gopakumar to be a friend, to be an intimate friend.
但是他不喜欢看见 Gopakumar 顶拜他，向他献上祈祷。他希望 Gopakumar 就像朋友一样对待他。
So he tells Gokumar, just stop all this respect. Just give me, I just want your pure love.
Ramachandra 就对他说道，停止你的这些所有这些尊敬的彬彬有礼的礼节，我只希望得到你纯粹的爱。
Lord Rama tells Gokumar, I'm under your control. How can you give me so much respect? You're controlling me.
主 Ramachandra 告诉他，我在你的控制之下，你怎么能这样来这么尊敬我呢？我受到了你的控制。
So Lord Ramachandra tells Hanuman, and Hanuman comes and he brings Gopakumar over to where the Lord is sitting.
然后主 Ramachandra 就让 Hanuman 把 Gopakumar 就带到了他的座位旁边。
Because Gopakumar is still offering prayers, he's still offering his obeisances, so Hanuman has to stop him physically.
因为 Gopakumar 他一直不停的在那里献上祷文，在那里不停的顶拜，所以呢，Hanuman 不得不就 亲自动手，就是阻止他这么做。
So Gop Kumar was overwhelmed. He was getting so much mercy from Lord Rama. It was fulfilling all of his desires that he had. He could never imagine he could get so much mercy.
Gopa Kumar, 他感到万分的激动，能得到主 Rama Chandra 这么大的仁慈，他这满足了长久以来的他的心愿。他从没想过会得到这么大的仁慈。
Gop Kumar had traveled in the material world so many places, all to the higher planets, the highest planets, even Brahmaloka, and he'd come in the spiritual world and been to Vaikuntha, but he'd never felt the satisfaction which he felt in Ayodhya.
Gop Kumar 就从物质世界一道旅行到了高等星宿，甚至到了 Brahma Loka， 进而他来到了 Vaikuntha， 他甚至他来到了 Ayodhya， 他在 Ayodhya 感到的这种心满意足感受是别的地方从来没有感受到的。
So Gop Kumar still in the dress of a cowherd boy, still in the same clothes that he came with from Govardhan.
Gopa Kumar 还穿着他在勾尔丹山穿的同样的牧牛童的衣服。
But still, when he was in Vaikuntha, he was allowed to fan Lord Narayan. And now he's come to Ayodhya, he's also being allowed to do some service for Lord Rama.
但是在 Vaikuntha 呢，他被允许能够做一些服务，为主 Narayan 的山梁。而在 Ayodhya， 他被允许也为主 Rama Chandra 做服务。
Gop Kumar was supposed to go to Dwarka, but he came to Ayodhya. It was so attractive, he forgot about going to Ayodhya. He forgot about going to Dwarka for some time.
Gop Kumar 本来应该去 Dwarka， 但是他在 Ayodhya， 他感到是这么被 Ayodhya 所吸引，所以他已经忘记了要去 Dwarka 了。
He was seeing how the Supreme Personality of Godhead can act as the perfect king in the form of Lord Rama. And it was very attractive and very satisfying to his mind.
Gopa Kumar 见到主 Rama Chandra 以一个完美国君的方式在那里行为举止，这非常吸引了他的心意，他感到非常满意。
But...Gop Kumar also saw that how Lord Ramachandra was very careful to follow all the rules and regulations of the scriptures.
与此同时 ，Gopa Kumar 也观察到了主 Rama 非常小心谨慎地遵守经典当中的规范原则。
So he was more careful about the following the rules and regulations.Then he was thinking about the compassion for his devotee.
他比起给予他的奉献者的仁慈，他更加注重小心翼翼地遵守经典的所有规则。
So this is going to be the cause of some dissatisfaction for Gop Kumar.
所以这就成为了 Gopa Kumar。有些许不满足的原因。
So although Gop Kumar was really happy there in Ayodhya, he did not see the same kind of sweetness that he had seen in Vrindavan.
虽然 Gop Kumar 在 Ayodhya 感到内心很快乐，但是他并没有感受到在文达和在文达文同样的甜美之情。
And there was special mercy in Vrindavan, which was not there in Ayodhya.
在文达文有着 Ayodhya 不具备的特殊的仁慈。
So Gop Kumar, actually he is the devotee of Madan Gopal.Right, Madan Gopal is a deity in Vrindavan.
Gopal Kumar 是 Madana Gopal 的奉献者，而 Madana Gopal 是 Vrindavan 的神像。
There are certain pastimes which Madan Gopal has, which Lord Ramachandra does not have.
Madan Gopal 有一些特殊的小时光是主 Ramachandra 不具备的。
For example, Madan Gopal plays the flute. He's a cowherd boy, he can play the flute. And when he plays the flute, it attracts everyone. Everybody goes mad.
比如说 Madan Gopal 会吹奏笛子，当他吹起笛子的时候，这个笛音是这么有吸引力，让所有的生物都为之疯狂。
And would enchant the gopis in so many ways. Krishna's playing the flute, his music would attract the gopis.
当 Krishna 吹起笛音的时候，他的笛音会让 Gopi 们为之着迷。
And sometimes in his meditation with Madan Gopal, Gop Kumar would be embraces. Madan Gopal would embrace Gop Kumar. But this never happened with Lord Ramachandra. With Lord Ramachandra, everything is very formal.
在 Gopal Kumar 的冥想当中， Madana Gopal 会拥抱他，但是主 Ramachandra 跟他的交往当中从来都是非常的正式的。
So therefore Gop Kumar, although he's come to Ayodhya, he's not fully happy. There's still some dissatisfaction in his mind.
尽管 Gopal Kumar 身在 Ayodhya， 但是他并没有完全的感到心满意足，他的内心心意当中仍然有一些不满意。
But Hanuman is there, and Hanuman is always preaching the glories of Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra is also there, and that's very powerful, the personal presence of the Lord. So it helps Gopal Kumar to stay there, to convince him that.You know, he's okay there in Ayodhya.
Hanuman 呢就一直在传播着 Ramachandra 的荣耀，所以因为有主 Ramachandra 亲自就在 Ayodhya， 所以这就能够帮助 Gopal Kumar 能够待在 Ayodhya.
This feeling of unhappiness which Gopal Kumar has is due to his great love for Krishna, because he has pure love.So it's not ordinary.
这种不快是由于 Gopal Kumar 对于 Krishna 的巨大的爱，所以这就引起了他的一丝丝不满。
And Gopal Kumar would hear, when he heard about all the wonderful qualities of Lord Rama,He could understand that these qualities are also there in his own Madan Gopal.
当 Gopal Kumar 聆听到了主 Ramachandra 种种美妙的品质的时候，他意识到他所崇拜的 Madan Gopal 身上也具备这些品质。
But because Gopal Kumar had spent so much time in Vrindavan,Sometimes, you know, he would think about the special pastimes and the special mercy in Vrindavan.
因为 Gopal Kumar 就在 Vrindavan 待过一段时间，所以他就一直记忆着 Vrindavan 的特殊的仁慈，特殊的逍遥时光。
And when Hanuman saw how Gopal Kumar was like that, feeling that,missing Vrindavan, then Hanuman would preach to him and would encourage him about Lord Ramachandra. He would say, Lord Ramachandra is no different from the Lord in Vrindavan.
Hanuman 看见 Gopal Kumar 就思念 Vrindavan, 就鼓励他 Ramachandra 跟 Vrindavan 之主没有不同。
Hanuman is very good in diplomacy, and he knew how to guide Gop Kumar to try to keep him a devotee of Lord Ramachandra.
Hanuman 也是一个政治家，所以他了解该怎样指导 Gopal Kumar， 使他成为 Ramachandra 的奉献者。
Hanuman was always convincing Gop Kumar, "You have to stay here, and serve Lord Ramachandra."
Hanuman 总是在那里说服 Gopal Kumar， 你要留在这里，成为留在这里当 Ramachandra 的奉献者。
But Lord Rama, he knows the mind of everyone because he's in everyone's heart. So he knew what Gop Kumar was thinking.
但是 Ramachandra 他在每个生物心中，每个人心中，所以他知道 Gopal Kumar 他的心里的所思所想。
So Lord Rama tells him, "You go to Dwarka, be happy there."
Rama 就对他说道，你去多尔卡，你在那里变得快乐起来。
So he told Gop Kumar, "You go and Jambavan, the king of bears, he will go with you, help you on the path."
他说，你跟 Jambavan 一起去那里， Jambavan 会在一路上帮助你。
So Gop Kumar wasn't going to go. He was going to stay there in Ayodhya. But Lord Rama personally told him, "You should go to Dwarka."
Gopal Kumar, 他并没有想去 Dwarka. 主 Ramachandra 亲自告诉他，你要去 Dwarka.
Lord Ramachandra knew that Gop Kumar is a devotee of Madan Gopal, and he knew that he's very qualified to go to Dwarka.
主 Ramachandra 深知 Gopal Kumar 是 Madan Gopal 的奉献者，他有资格去 Dwarka.
So even though he got a lot of mercy from Hanuman and he experienced a lot of ecstasy in Ayodhya, but still he could not forget Madan Gopal.
即便Gopal Kumar 得到了哈努曼的许许多多的仁慈，即便他在 Ayodhya 感受到了狂喜，但是他念念不忘 Madan Gopal。
So Lord Rama never usually sends anybody out of his kingdom, but this was a very special case, and he wanted Gopal Kumar to be happy, so he told him.You should go to Dwarka. You'll be happy there.
一般 Ramachandra 不会把任何人让他们离开自己的王国，但是这一个特殊的情况，他希望 Gopal Kumar 快乐，他希望他去 Dwarka.
And Lord Rama told Jambavan to go with him, to take him there to Dwarka. And Jambavan,His daughter, Jambavati, was married to Lord Krishna.
Ramachandra 告诉 Jambavan 陪同他Gopal Kumar 一起去 Dwarka. 因为 Jambavan 的女儿嫁给了 Krishna.
And from Krishna, they have the child Samba. So Jambavan is like the grandfather of Krishna's son, Samba.
而 Krishna 跟 Jambavan 的女儿生下了 Samba， 所以 Jambavan 就相当于 Samba 的祖父。
So it was a good match to send to let, because Gop Kumar is a devotee of Krishna, so let Jambavan go with Gop Kumar, take him to Dwarka.
所以他们俩是一个很好的同伴，因为他们张百万都有这层关系，所以他陪同 Gopal Kumar 去 Dwarka 是非常合适的。
So when Gopal Kumar got to Dwarka, then he saw all the different Yadavas there, all the people from the Yadu dynasty, all the people, they're all so many different kshatriyas, and they have their families, so there's so many children there.
Dwarka 是完全不同的景象。在 Dwarka, Gopakumar 见到了那些 Yadava 们，亚度的族人，他还有他们都是一些刹帝利，他们有各自的家庭，还有他们的子子孙孙。
These Yadus were completely free of all anxiety. They were just, you know, they were just in ecstasy. They were just so happy.
这些亚度族人呢，他们没有丝毫的焦虑，他们完全处在快乐狂喜中。
So Gopkumar begins to wander around, and he was amazed to see such wonderful situations, that the environment, everything, the place was so wonderful.
Gopakumar 就在Dwarka 呢，他漫游，他很惊讶地看到那些奇妙的景象，看到这些不同的地方，还有各个不同的环境。
And all the people there are also very, very handsome, very good looking, healthy. Everybody so looks so nice.
那里的每一个人相貌异常的英俊潇洒，相貌非常的俊美，他们一切都那么美好。
So when Gopkumar got there,He forgot everything. He forgot everything that was in his mind. And he began enjoying the company. And the people of the Yadavas, they were also very nice to him. And they would bring him, make him their friend, and embrace him.
Gopakumar 在那里已经忘记了一切了。他享受着这些亚度族人的陪伴。他们对待他就像自己的朋友，会深情地拥抱他。
Gopkumar was at first his intention was that he would offer his obeisances and respect them, but when he met them, he was so overwhelmed by them that he forgot, and the Yadavas just embraced him, and Gopkumar didn't bow down to them.
Gopakumar 的本意呢，是要向他们致以顶拜，献上自己的尊敬。但是呢，他们一见面 ，Gopakumar 就如此的激动，他就忘记了去顶拜他们。然后这些亚度族人就开始拥抱他，所以他们并没有行礼。
They knew that Gopakumar had come there, that he has to be looking for Krishna. They knew why he'd come there because.They're very great personalities. They can understand Gopakumar's purpose.
他们知道 Gopakumar 来 Dwarka 是为了寻找 Krishna. 这些人呢，全都是伟大的人物，他们就了解 Gopakumar 的心思。
And they could see Gopakumar must be from Govardhan. He's just like a cowherd boy.So they could understand, he's a very good devotee of Krishna. And so they had so much love for him. They showed a lot of affection for him. And they brought him into the city.
他们见到 Gopakumar, 一身 Govardhan 山的牧牛童的打扮，就知道他是 Krishna 的优秀奉献者。所以他们就对他满怀爱意，就热情地对待他，把他带进了城。
So in Dwarka, they have a special hall which was built by Vishwakarma, the architect of the demigods.
在 Dwarka 有一座议事大厅，是由半神人的建筑师 Vishwakarma 所建造。
So this hall is called Sudharma Assembly Hall. And Krishna will go there every day, sit there, and he will attend to all the affairs. You hear about all the news, what's going on in the kingdom and everywhere.
这座大厅的名字叫 Sudharma. Sudharma. the hall is called the Sudarma, right?
Yeah.
所以这大厅叫 Sudarma 聚会大厅。所以主 Krishna 呢每天都会去这个大厅坐在那里聆听这国家大事以及世界以及各地方的新闻。
So he could see the Supreme Lord sitting there on a big throne. The throne was very opulent, covered with gold and jewels. And the Lord was sitting there. It's a huge hall, big hall. Many people, and the Lord is there, sitting on the throne, very effulgent.
至尊主呢，就坐在一个富丽堂皇的巨大的宝座上，这个宝座呢是由金子构成的，镶嵌着珠宝。这个大厅呢非常的大，里面有很多的人。
So Lord Krishna is sitting there and he's served by all the different opulences of Vaikuntha. Everything is there.For his pleasure.
主 Krishna 坐在这个宝座上，就这个显示出了 Vaikuntha 的所有的富裕。
So many of this Lord of Dwarka, he's the same. He's just like the Lord Narayan from Vaikuntha.
Dwarka 之主就像 Vaikuntha 之主 Narayana.
Just like Lord Narayan was sitting on the throne and chewing pan. So Krishna in Dwarka is also doing that. He's sitting on a big throne and he's chewing pan.
正像 Vaikuntha 之主坐在宝座上咀嚼着槟榔。所以 Krishna 同样也是坐在宝座上咀嚼着槟榔。
His own special ways to attract and to please all his devotees.
但是主 Krishna 有他自己独特的方式去吸引和取悦他所有众多的奉献者们。
And so just by his different gestures, he's able to capture the hearts of all of his servants. They all love him so much.
他仅仅是通过他的不同的姿势姿态就能够捕获他众多的仆人的心意使得他们都如此深爱他。
Lord Krishna in Dwarka is of course very beautiful and he's young. He's in the when someone is young then they look very nice.
主 Krishna他的相貌英俊，青春年少，风华正茂，因此使得他的一切看上去都那么美好。
And this Krishna in Dwarka, he is very innocent. He's like a child almost.
而且这位 Dwarka 的主人 Krishna, 他看上去是那么的天真无邪，好像一个孩子一样。
So the Krishna's devotees in Dwarka, they enjoy seeing Lord Krishna all the time.
因此在 Dwarka, Krishna 的所有奉献者都津津有味的能够享受一直不断的能看见 Krishna.
People in Dwarka,They usually see Krishna just with two arms.
Dwarka 的居民通常是看见两臂的 Krishna.
But in Vaikuntha, Lord has four arms.
而在 Vaikuntha 那里的主人是有四臂。
So Gopkumar has difficulty to describe all the very intimate, affectionate dealings of the Lord of Dwarka.
So Gopkumar 很难去形容 多尔卡的居民，他们跟主之间的非常亲密的、满怀爱意的交流。
But above the head of Lord Krishna in Dwarka is a white umbrella, again the symbol of the great king, powerful ruler. They always have the white umbrella.
在主 Krishna 的头上就撑着一把白伞，这白伞是伟大的君王、有力量的统治者的象征。
And at both sides, there are servants waving yak-tail fans.
在主 Krishna 的两边有仆人，他们在举着白色的犀牛尾毛做成的拂尘，为主 Krishna 驱赶那些昆虫。
And in front of Lord Krishna are his divine slippers.His slippers are put on a special seat, and they're put in front of him.
在主 Krishna 面前是他的神圣的鞋子，就放在一个特殊的座位上。
All around, so much opulence, so much. There were many great kings. They'd all come there. There were many servants waiting to serve.Everything was so opulent.
在他的身边就环绕着那些国王们，他们都以仆人的身份在等着服务他，所以一切都显示着富裕。
All that opulence of Dwarka is all spiritual because it's all for the pleasure of the Lord.
多尔卡的所有富裕全部都是灵性的富裕，因为这些都是为了取悦至尊主而存在的。
And there were many different weapons also, which are all there, which are meant for the use of great kings.
那里还有不同的各式各样的武器，都是伟大的国王所使用的。
And the servants.The servants of the Lord, they were all very qualified servants. They all had been well trained and they knew how to give perfect service.
那里的仆人们全都是有资质的仆人，受过了良好的训练，都懂得如何献上优质的服务。
And the Lord has also waiting to serve him. The Lord has his own chariot with his horses.
那里还主至尊主还有他自己的马车战车，战车上有马蹄。
And he has also the parijata flower which he brought from heaven.
还有Krishna 从天堂拿来的 parijata 花。
And so he has also all the personified arts of singing and dancing. All of these things they're all there with Krishna.
还有艺术的人格化身在那里唱歌舞蹈为 Krishna。
The Lord has also his brother Balaram is there, his uncle Akrura is there, his father Vasudev and Devaki and his own son Gada. They're all there.
还有主的哥哥Balarama，他的舅舅 Akura 以及他的爸爸 Vasudeva， 他的母亲 Devaki 和他的儿子 Gada 都在那里。
Satyaki is there. He's also one of intimate friends of Krishna.
还有 Krishna 的亲密的朋友 Satyaki。
And Ugrasena is the king. So Ugrasena is the king. Also, he's there.
乌戈森呢是君王君主，他也在那里。
And Krishna's gurus are there. Krishna's guru Sandipani and Garga Acharya or Garga Muni, they're both Krishna's gurus, so they're there.
还有 Krishna 本人的 guru， Sandipani Muni 以及Garga Muni 都在那里。
And then there's people like Vikadru. Vikadru who is like one of the ministers of Krishna. Who helps Krishna in different situations. He's like an advisor of Krishna.
还有 Vikadru.维卡主就像就是类似于大臣，协助 Krishna 处理不同的事物。
And Kritavarma is there. He's also one of the associates of the Lord.
还有 Kritavarma, 他是主的同游之一。
He's the head of the army for Lord Krishna.
他是主 Krishna 军队的统帅。
So, Narada Muni is also there. He's amusing the Lord. He's keeping the Lord happy by entertaining him by singing and saying different words and stories, keeping the Lord amused.
Narada Muni 也在那里。嗯。他在取悦至尊主，就使他感到快乐，再让至尊主 Krishna 感到给他献上娱乐，为他唱歌讲故事，就让他开心。
And Garuda is there, Garuda is there offering prayers to the Lord.
Garuda 还在那里，他在为主献上祈祷。
And Uddhava is also there. He's massaging the Lord's feet and speaking nice things, nice words to this Lord Krishna.
Uddhava 也在那里为主按摩主的足，娓娓动听的向跟主谈话。
Uddhava is Krishna's dearest friend in Dwarka, so he gets to massage Krishna's feet.
Uddhava 是 Krishna 在 Dwarka 最亲密的朋友，所以他能够按摩主的足。
So because he has such a close relationship, he can say very private, very personal things to the Lord, which nobody can hear.
因为他们的关系如此的亲密，所以 Uddhava 可以跟主谈，私下里能谈一些非常私下的谈话。
And Uddhava is also a disciple of Brihaspati, so he's very learned, he's very intelligent, he knows how to speak very well.
Uddhava is Brihaspati 的门生，学识渊博，智慧超群，所以知道如何谈吐。
So he's a favorite advisor to Krishna. Krishna will ask Uddhava, what should we do in this situation?
他是 Krishna 最宠信的、最宠爱的顾问，所以他们之间能够商量。
And then, so Lord Gopkumar, he's seeing everything from a distance, and so.He saw with so much love that he fell unconscious.
Gopal Kumar 就远远地看着这个场景，他们拥有这么多的爱，然后他也晕了过去。
So when Gopal Kumar fell down, then the Lord told Uddhava, "Bring him forward. Bring him."
Gopal Kumar 倒在地上的时候，主 Krishna 就命令 Uddhava 把 Gopal Kumar 带过来。
So Uddhava is very happy to see Gopal Kumar because he can see he's a cowherd boy. He's in the dress of the cowherd boy. He must have come from Govardhan. So he very carefully picked up Gopal Kumar and he brought him back to consciousness and then he brought him to the side of Lord Krishna.
Uddhava 非常的高兴，因为他看见 Gopal Kumar 的一身 Govardhan 牧牛童的打扮，他很小心翼翼地 就扶起了 Gopal Kumar， 把他让他恢复知觉，带到了并且带到了 Krishna 的身边。
And then the Lord wanted to pick up Gopal Kumar and put him by the side of the Lord. But Uddhava, he arranged to put Gopal Kumar's head on the lotus feet of the Lord.
主是希望，Gopal Kumar 被扶起来之后呢，能带到自己的身边。但是 Uddhava 就设法让 Gopal Kumar 的头用头顶拜了主 Krishna 的莲花足。
So Gopal Kumar had never had that mercy before. That was something very, very special.
Gopal Kumar 之前从来没有得到过这样的仁慈，所以他有特殊的感受。
So the Lord of Dwarka puts his hand, his lotus hand, on the head of Gopal Kumar and strokes it. And then he takes a flute from Gopal Kumar, takes his flute from it, and he looks at it. And it's almost like the Lord, when he looks at the flute, he almost starts crying.
Dwarka 的主人呢就用他的莲花手抚摸着 Gopal Kumar 的头，然后他又把 Gopal Kumar 身上带着笛子抽了出来，注视着这根笛子，这时候他几乎就要哭出声了。
So the Lord in Dwarka, he's, you know, he's very conscious to try to show the right mood and to impress all the people.And to show his loving concern for all the devotees. But when he sees the flute, it's too much for him and it makes him feel, he remembers pastimes in Vrindavan and it pains his heart.
Dwarka 呢他是很小心的他要有很小心的知觉着应该怎么做恰当的事情，并且去向他的奉献者表达他的爱意。可是他一见到这根笛子，这对他来说是已经超出了他的忍受范围，所以这让他想起了文大文的种种消时光，他感到内心非常的难过。
Lord Krishna tries to control his feelings by speaking to Gopal Kumar, and he asks Gopal Kumar, "Are you okay? Is your health good? Is the place where you came from? Is everything all right there?"
Krishna 呢，他努力的就控制着自己的感情，他就开始跟 Gopal Kumar 讲话。他问他，你的一切都好吗？你身体还健康吗？你所拜访的所到之处，那里一切都好吗？
But Uddhava saw that there were some symptoms in Krishna's body. There were tears in his eyes and choking in his voice. So Uddhava wants to try to keep Lord Krishna calm. He doesn't want him to get too much disturbed.
Uddhava 他就注意到了 Krishna 的他的外在的特征发生了变化，有泪水从他的眼中流下，他的声音哽咽。Uddhava 呢就想让 Krishna 平静下来，不要那么激动。
So Krishna had become agitated by the questions he'd asked about Gopal Kumar's hometown, because he knew Gopal Kumar was from Vrindavan. So when Krishna was asking, "Is everything all right in your hometown where you've come from?" this caused Krishna to become very agitated.
所以当 Krishna 向 Gopakumar 发问，询问他的家乡一切都安好吗？因为他知道 Gopakumar 是来自 Vrindavan， 所以这个问题呢就让 Krishna 变得激动起来。
Actually, nothing inauspicious could come into Dwarka in Vaikuntha, because it's in Vaikuntha, it's in the spiritual world. So there's nothing inauspicious there.
在 Dwarka 不存在什么不吉祥，因为 Dwarka 是处在灵性世界，在 Vaikuntha， 所以没有不吉祥的。
But inauspicious things can enter into Vrindavan and Dwarka on earth. On earth, it's different. It's not like the spiritual world.
但是，在地球上的 Vrindavan， 地球上的 Dwarka 会有不吉祥的因素渗透进去，因为它并不像灵性世界。
And Krishna is always thinking about his place on earth. He doesn't think about the spiritual world.
So Krishna 想的是他在地球上的那个家乡，他并没有想到的，他没有想的灵性世界的家乡。
But actually, the two abodes are not different. The one on the earth and the one in the spiritual world are not different.
但实际上呢？这两个地方，这两个居所是一样的，无论是地球上的还是灵性世界的这个居所。
So Uddhava shows to Lord Krishna all the people who are present with them. There's people like Vasudev and different demigods andThe Yadavas, and there's so many people that are all there in front of Lord Krishna. So Uddhava doesn't want Lord Krishna to become too emotional.
这时候呢 ，Uddhava 就过来，就一一介绍向主 Krishna 介绍在场的人物 Vasudeva 所有的那些半神人们、亚都族人、亚的瓦们。他不希望主 Krishna 那么激动。
These people actually, they all reside on earth. When Krishna came to earth, they were also there to give enjoyment, to help Krishna to enjoy his pastimes.
这些人物呢，也都在当 Krishna 到降临地球的时候，他们也一同去了地球上的居所，帮助 Krishna 享受他的逍遥时光。
But they all come to Dwarka within Vaikuntha. They're all staying in Dwarka, actually. They stay in Vaikuntha with the Lord there. But they went to the earth to be in his pastimes.
实际上这些人呢，他们都在 Vaikuntha 上的 Dwarka， 他们到地球上也随同主去地球帮助主。
So Krishna opened his eyes and he saw all the people.So he understood better that he will go in tight into his inner chamber, not sit in the big room with all the people.
Krishna 呢就睁开了眼睛，他明白他应该去他的内室，而不应该坐在这个大厅里。
He doesn't want to make a big show in front of all the people, so he's going to go into his own room.
他不希望。在这个大厅里，在所有众人的面前，失态，所以他想回到自己的房间。
Okay, so we will stop here.
我们讲课就停在这里。
We'll continue next week. Any questions? Any questions?
Now there's no question coming in.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, here's a question. 第一个是喜宝，顶拜咕噜和老师们，感恩咕噜今天带给我们这么美好的故事。 我今天的问题是，在农村和一些老人简单讲了一些 Krishna 的故事之后，发现他们一下子记不住圣名，这种情况下就告诉他们 Krishna 是一切的源头，所有菩萨都是 Krishna 派来保护大家的奉献者。他们如果记不住圣名，可以试着真诚学习菩萨的平等慈悲、奉献、吃素、少聊是非、多念菩萨名字，不要忘记自己是神的孩子，不是这个躯体，成为咕噜，是否可以这样先培养与人的信任度，等待永恒因缘成熟时候再把圣名判给他们呢？
Because they're old people, so it takes more time. You have to be patient. Yeah. And it's a very new thing for them. So you have to be very patient and gradually introduce them to Krishna consciousness.
Because they're old people, so you need time. You need patience. Because for them, they're all new things. So you have to be patient and gradually introduce them to Krishna consciousness.
And they don't have association, we don't have a temple there for them to see.
而且他们也缺乏联谊，我们在那里呢也没有庙宇可以让他们去庙里。
But if you can take a picture, put a picture of Krishna on their wall, and let them hear the kirtan, let them hear the chanting of the holy name, that will be very nice.
如果你能把 Krishna 的照片贴在墙上，让他们聆听到了 Kirtan 圣名，对他们是有非常好的。
Yeah, we have to. Usually, we get people to join chant in the Kirtan first, and then from Kirtan, then they learn how to do Japa.
通常而言，我们是让人们先聆听 Kirtan 唱诵，然后再。逐步的介绍 Japa 念诵。
Kirtan is very important and prasadam. These two things are very, very important in the beginning and they can help people to develop their devotion.
Kirtan, 除了 Kirtan 还有 prasadam, 在、刚开始这两个事物是非常重要的，培养他们的奉爱。
So you make nice prasadam for them and offer it to Krishna and tell them this is food offered to Krishna and then they also chant the holy name with them and then this way they can develop some devotion.
您做出非常美味的 prasadam 供奉给 Krishna 然后告诉他们这些都是供过 Krishna 的然后陪着他们一起唱诵圣名以这种方式逐步地发展他们的奉爱。
Devotion is in everyone's heart, but it just has to be awakened nicely.
奉爱在人人心中，但是需要很好地被唤醒。
We have to find out what's the best way to try to give them, to bring them to Krishna consciousness.
我们需要寻找把人们带到 Krishna 知觉的最佳方法。
So very nice prasadam is very important.
美味的 prasadam 至关重要。
Are you a good? I hope Sibao is a good cook. If you're a good cook, then it can be very good to bring people to Krishna consciousness.
我希望。姑姑说：“她希望您成为是一个很好的厨师，这样就能够把人们带到 Krishna 知觉。”
Shall I go into?
下一个，淡然一笑。在杜尔卡，乌关森的是国王还是 Krishna 是国王？
啊。
In Dwarka, who is the king? Krishna or Ugrasena?
Ugrasena is the king. Krishna is younger, much younger.
In Dwarka, Ugrasena is the king. Because Krishna, he is very young.
So Krishna put Ugrasena on the throne. And Krishna, he helps. He's like, he assists Ugrasena.
Krishna 就让 Ugrasena 坐在就是帝君王的宝座上，而 Krishna 他协助了 Ugrasena。
Ugrasena had to. He had to suffer Kamsa for a long time. Finally, Krishna came and killed Kamsa.
就是 Kamsa 给 Ugrasena 带来了很大的，很大的痛苦。后来 Krishna 来了。就把 Ugrasena 从 Kamsa 的迫害中解放出来。
So Krishna put Ugrasena on the throne because he was meant to be the king. Krishna came while Ugrasena was the king. Krishna appeared in the world when Ugrasena was already the king.
所以 Krishna 就让 Ugrasena坐在了国王的宝座上。当 Krishna 降临地球的时候， Ugrasena 已经当了国王。
还有问题吗？
有，下一个，还有一个是 Sati Dasi。Himai Gurudev 讲课中说，哈努曼一直极力劝说格帕库马留在 Ayodhya 崇拜主 Rama。我们现实生活中也有这种情况，总觉得自己咕噜好，劝说新人认自己咕噜。请问咕噜得这种想服务自己咕噜得取悦咕噜的心态对吗？
Well, of course, every devotee has special affection for their own guru.
当然，每位奉献者对自己的咕噜都情有独钟。
But we shouldn't.But, you know, it's not the proper etiquette that we try to coerce people to accept our guru.
但是，我们不应该，就是总是说服别人来接受自己的guru，这不是一个正确的礼节。
Yeah, people should be given a choice. They should be given an opportunity to see other spiritual teachers and to hear from them.
人们应该有自己的选择权，他们应该得到机会来见到其他的灵性导师，聆听他们。
Certainly, in the ISKCON disciple course, it's stressed that we should not make a point of.Trying to bring other people to our guru and thinking, oh, our guru is better than all the other gurus.
ISKCON 门徒课程中就强调了，我们不应该努力的把别人就带向自己的 guru， 觉得自己 guru 就胜过别的 guru。
We should think that.You know, my guru is good for me. I don't know who will be the right guru for you, but you know, you have your choice.
我们应该这样想，我的 guru 对我来说是再合适不过了，但是我不知道适不适合你，你有自己的选择权。
So it's a very good point you brought up. It's nice you saw that point, which is made there in.Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Hanuman, he's telling, stay here, Lord Rama's great. But when Lord Ramachandra understood, Lord Ramachandra himself told Gopkumar, you go to Dwarka.
所以你能看到这一点是非常好的。就在大伯家瓦坛 甘露这部书当中，哈努曼就希望格巴库玛留在阿尤迪亚，成为拉玛昌者的奉献者。但是拉玛昌者本人，他明白格巴库玛的心思，他亲自告诉命令格巴库玛去杜尔卡。
So sometimes the spiritual master will personally direct a devotee. They will say, you know, I think you'll be better to go to this other spiritual master, that I'm not really maybe so suited to be your spiritual master, and I think you'd do better if you approach this other person as your spiritual master.
所以有时候灵性导师会指点一位奉献者，告诉他，我认为你到我这里来是不合适的，你最好去别的灵性导师那里，我不适合你，您别的灵性导师您去别的灵性导师更好，就是让别的人成为您的孤辱。
Just like I remember one time in Hong Kong, there was one Hong Kong lady coming, and she was approaching Tamal Krishna Goswami for initiation. But Tamal Krishna Goswami saw that this woman needs a lot of personal, going to take a lot of time, and she wants a lot of association, a lot of contact. That Tamal Krishna Maharaj didn't have the time.And he encouraged her that you go to Girihari Swami, and he will guide you.
我记得以前有这么一件事，就是有在香港有一位女士就来找 Tamal Krishna Goswami 寻求他的托庇他，但是 Tamal Krishna Goswami 他认为自己。他看到这位女士呢，她需要很多亲身的联谊，需要很多时间，需要跟那个灵性导师有接触。但是他们 Krishna Goswami 他觉得自己没有那么多的时间照顾她，所以他就鼓励这位女士去找 Girdhara Swami 得到他的指导。
So Tamal Krishna Goswami, he had that kind of foresight that he understood the need of a person and he could, you know, direct him in the proper way.
Tamal Krishna Goswami, 他就有这种远见卓识，他能够明白每个人的需求，所以他能够恰当的、正确的指导一个人。
And sometimes, you know, people want to take initiation from a spiritual master who will never come, never come to their place, they'll never see him, they can, you know, they'll never have contact with him, but somehow they want to take initiation from him.
还有一种情况就是有的时候人们会想从一位灵性导师那里得到启迪，但是这位灵性导师他永远不会来这个地方，永远他永远不会跟这个跟他得亲自的见面，也不会跟他有接触，但是这个人却想得到那个灵性导师的启迪。
So you can do that.You know, some people are very attached. No, I must have this person for my guru. I must have him for my guru. So you can do it, but you're going to have to get some instruction from somebody else.
你可以这么去做，因为有这种依附心，我必须有这个，我必须让他当我的guru。但是你必须还得到另外一个人的训示。
So we don't encourage groupism, you know, like Hanuman, he wants everyone to be with Lord Rama. Lord Rama is the greatest. Lord Rama is the best. Yeah, Lord Rama is God. But Gop Kumar wanted something else. And Lord Ramachandra understood. And so he told him, go to Dwarka.
我们不鼓励人们就是有派系，派系有分别心、派系主义。汉努曼呢，他认为 Ramachandra 是最好的。当然了 ，Rama 他是神，但是他知道 Gopal Kumar 他想要别的，他明白他的心思，所以他鼓励他去Dwarka。
Of course, after you get to Dwarka, you still won't be satisfied. And he has to go to Vrindavan. He has to go to Goloka.
当然了，他去了Dwarka之后，他仍然还没有完全的满意，他还需要去Vrindavan，去Goloka。So
that's for Gop Kumar. It's not for not that everybody has to go to Goloka. Some of us will be very happy to be in Vaikuntha and to be serving the Lord in Vaikuntha.
那这个是针对Gopal Kumar本人了，不是人人都想去Goloka Vrindavan，有的就觉得去Vaikuntha能够去那里服务主就已经心满意足了。So
we have to understand everyone has their own individual nature, and people should be intelligent to understand what is actually their need.
我们要明白每个人都有他们的个性，所以应该有智慧，明白别人真正想要什么。Okay. 下一个问题是，还是喜宝，感恩咕噜，我就是不会做饭，请老师们帮我祈祷吧，希望我能做出美味的。
Yeah, this is very important for you. You have to immediately begin to learn how to cook. It's very important.
这个是非常重要，你要立刻就开始学做饭。这个太重要了，做饭。How
will you serve Krishna if you cannot cook? You won't be able to invite Krishna to eat in your home. Unless you can cook.
那您怎么服务Krishna呢? 您得邀请Krishna来你家吃饭呢?
This is a problem. We get people like this today, Kali Yuga. Women don't know how to cook. I don't know. How can a man marry you if you cannot cook? What's good? What's the good of a woman if she cannot cook?
在卡里年代呢，这是个问题。女人都不会做饭，我想不出来，哪个男人会愿意娶您？就是因为那个不会做饭，就有什么不会做饭的女人，她有什么优点可言呢？
So it's not difficult to learn cooking. You just have to watch and you have to really want to learn.
做饭不难，就是您只需要去观察，然后想要去学会做饭。Sometimes
people will get recipes and you get the recipe and you follow the recipe and you get good result if you follow the recipe.
人们只需要 找到一个菜谱，就按照这个菜谱去做，就会得到这个很美味的菜品。So
it's very important if you want somehow to get people to interested in Krishna consciousness that if you cannot cook, if you cannot give them nice prasadam, then it will be very difficult to bring people to Krishna
consciousness. 否则的话，让人们接受 Krishna 是觉得非常困难的。
Okay.
You can
contact. There's some devotees in Nanning, and they're putting some cooking demonstrations online for people to show people how to cook. So you can watch their cooking demonstrations. They teach how to cook.
您可以，就是说，您可以联系南宁的奉献者，他们就做了那个线上的那演示，怎么去烹饪的演示。您可以从线上，就是从南宁奉献那里学习。
I've told many devotees we need to have cooking classes. We should organize vegetarian cooking classes.And let people learn how to cook.
我告诉过很多的，不是说告诉过很多的奉献者，他们应该开办那个烹饪班，教人们学会做素菜。
In Hong Kong, we have one Mataji there, Siromani. She teaches cooking classes in Hong Kong, and she's very expert.You should contact Hong Kong and encourage them to make some videos, and you can put them online in China to show people how to cook.
在香港庙有一位 Mataji 叫 Shiomani， 他是在香港就是教人们怎么去做饭、做素食，他特别擅长，所以您应该联系香港。然后从他们那里得到那个视频，然后在网上呢教中国人怎么做饭，做好吃的。
OK， 还有问题吗？
还有一个是开心，感恩guru翻译和主持人，顶拜你们。请问guru，大伯加瓦坛是讲戈帕库马尔从物质世界到灵性世界的过程吗？
Yes. The 过程，过程什么意思？
过程 ，the procedure process.
Yes. Well, no. Not so much the process, but what we're learning is the nature of each of these places.We're hearing about what is the mood and what is the atmosphere and the behavior and the activities in each of these different places and what different places there are. We need to know what different places there are in the spiritual world.
不是过程，而是就是每个地方的本性。就是每个地方的心态，人们的心态和那个地方的氛围，以及那个当地人的行为举止，以及就是在灵性世界都有哪些地方。
First of all, he went to all the different higher planets, higher regions in the material world, and we heard about the life there and the practices they do there, what happens there.
首先我们听到了就是他去了物质世界的高等区域，在那里呢他遇见一些人，这些高等区域的人们他们的休息，他们是怎么生活的。
And we're hearing about what different regions there are in the spiritual world and what kind of qualities we can expectto cultivate in these different places.
接着呢，我们又聆听到了，在灵性世界的哪些区域，这些区域，生活在这区域的人们，他们的品质是什么样的？
We heard about Vaikuntha, then we came to Ayodhya, now going to Dwarka, were hearing what is the mood there, the different, what are the differences in each of these places.
然后接着呢，我们又聆听到了 Vaikuntha， 然后 Ayodhya 以及 Dwarka 这些地方的居民的心态，以及这些地方的不同区别在哪里。下一个还是淡然一笑的。薄伽瓦坛是 Shukadev Goswami 讲述的，大薄伽瓦坛是 Parikshit 大军讲述的，是吗？
Yes, Shukadev Goswami had spoken the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. So Maharaj Parikshit had heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. And then his mother Uttara came and she asked Maharaj Parikshit, what did you learn? What were the important things you learned from Shukadeva Goswami?
是的， Shukadev Goswami 向 Parikshit 大军讲述圣典不加瓦坛之后，他的母亲Uttara 就来前来向 Parikshit 大军询问，你从 Shukadev Goswami 那里学到了什么重要的？
Actually, Uttara is the mother, right? So Uttara just asked Maharaj Parikshit, just give me the essence of what you learned from Shukadeva Goswami, because she knew that Maharaj Parikshit didn't have long to live.
所以 Uttara 母亲就请求 Parikshit 大军告诉他从 Shukadeva Goswami 那里学到的精髓，因为 Parikshit 大军在世时间已经不长了。
So Parikshit spoke this Bhagavatam. Brihadbhagavatam, yeah.
就这样子，Parikshit 大军就讲述了这部大薄伽瓦坛甘露。The next one.
Yeah.
下一个问题是来自于玉飞马达吉感恩咕噜。我的问题是看到内心有很多的不洁、自私以及自我中心、嫉妒、愤怒，我如何去做才能不去影响、伤害到其他人呢？咕噜，感恩你。I swear in my heart there are so many anatta, uncleanliness, selfishness, self-centered, and enviness, anger. What should I do? How can I do to avoid influence and hurt others?
Well, the chanting of the holy name is very powerful. And if we chant the holy name very intensely and faithfully and regularly, then it will help us to cleanse the heart.
唱诵圣名是非常有力量的。我们要怎么唱诵呢？请专心的，就怀着信心的，有规律的去念唱诵，这能帮助我们清洁内心。
You have to have good association. You have to hear regularly Krishna Katha. And you have to regulate your life You have to be regulated in your life. Regulated. You should try to wake early in the morning, and you should practice in the morning. You must practice regular chanting and hearing for several hours every morning.
您要有好的联谊，有规律的聆听 Krishna Katha， 有 Krishna 的话题，并且规范自己的生活。清晨早起，去修灵修，有规律的唱诵、聆听，就是早上好几个小时的都去这样去做。
You have to devote some time to these activities. Then you can gradually change. You can clean your heart.
你需要拿出一部分时间来从事这些活动，逐渐的呢就能改变你的内心了。
We have many courses which are also available online where devotees study the scriptures. It's very good if you can also take part in that.
我们还有一些线上的课程，就是学习经典。如果您能参加这课程，对您很有好处。
You have to put some effort into learning the science of Krishna consciousness. And this way, gradually, you will get control over your mind and senses and give up bad habits.
您需要付出努力学习 Krishna 知觉这门科学，从而控制心意感官，放弃不良习惯。
You have to strictly practice four principles, like no meat, fish and eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
您需要去严格地遵守四项规范原则，不食鱼肉蛋，不赌博，不服麻醉品，没有非法的性生活。
And using every spare moment of your time to chant the holy name, to chant the Maha Mantra. And even when you're busy doing other things, you try to also chant the Maha Mantra.
用每一分闲暇时间拿来念诵 Maha Mantra， 即便您忙碌的时候，也要同时唱诵 Maha Mantra。
Can you do these things?
Guru 问您能做到这些事吗？The next one.
Yes.
下，我们先来看下一道，还是淡然一笑。最近在网上，一些年长奉献者因为 BBT 的事情陷入争吵，影响了我的朋友对 Krishna 知觉的信心。怎么鼓励他呢 ？But recently on the internet, some senior devotees involved quarreling concerning the issue of BBT. So this influenced my friend, prevent her from getting faith to Krishna consciousness, have faith in Krishna consciousness. How can I encourage her?
Well, encourage her.Not to get involved in the management and not to get involved in all the affairs which devotees discuss. Encourage her just to absorb herself in Krishna consciousness activities like hearing and chanting and discussing the scriptures. Tell her to stay away from all the management.
鼓励您的朋友不要卷入管理事务。当奉献者do not involve in management the affair of management and do not involve in the discussion, right?
Yeah.
不要卷入这个管理事务，也不要卷入这个讨论，只要去专注于 Krishna 知觉的话题，去聆听、唱诵、讨论经典，要远离管理。
The Krishna conscious process is very good. Just try to apply the principles of hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna.
Krishna 知觉的程序是非常好的。只要去专注于这个聆听、唱诵、意念 Krishna 的程序。
So do more kirtan and practice your cooking and be a good cook and make nice prasada.
抽出时间 kirtan 去好好的练习怎么做饭，去做出美味可口的 prasada。
Some of the Chinese ladies who are staying here in Mayapur are becoming very expert cooks. They're cooking very nicely.
现在在马普有一些中国的女士，她们已经成为了就是专家，她们可以做出非常好美味的 prasada。
So these activities are more important. Don't get involved in all the politics and the management. Stay away from that. Just concentrate on pure devotional service.
所以这些才是非常重要的事情。不要卷入政治，不要卷入管理，要远离他们。只要专注于纯粹的奉献服务。
Okay, 下一个问题。
下一个是 Sita Rani 对 Darcy， 顶拜孤乳，感恩聚会的奉献者，请问 Sita 母亲和 Lakshmi 女神有什么区别
？Sita is the consort of Lord Ramachandra.
Sita 是主 Ramachandra 的伴侣。
And Lakshmi is the consort of Lord Narayan.
Lakshmi 是主 Narayana 的伴侣。
Mother Sita goes with Lord Ramachandra everywhere. When he went to the forest, Sita also went with him.
无论主 Ramachandra 去哪里， Sita 就会如影随形。一起跟随着，当主 Ramachandra 去森林， Sita 也一起去。
Lakshmi, she sometimes goes to Vrindavan to do austerities, to try to join Rasa Lila.
Lakshmi 女神有时候去 Vrindavan 去苦行，想要加入 Rasa 之舞。
But Lord Krishna told her not possible for her to come in Rasa Lila.
但是主 Krishna 告诉 Lakshmi， 她不可能进入到 Rasa 之舞。
But she resides on the chest of Lord Narayan.
但是 Lakshmi 女神她居住在主 Narayan 的胸膛。下一个问题是来自于 Shama Saki David Dasi。Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Gurudev 和所有奉献者。我的问题是 ，Krishna 向 Arjuna 讲述的不再放歌和给予 Uddhava 的教导很相似，是有更机密的区分吗？
更机密的区分。
So confidential distinction。Difference.
Well, Yes, you could say that. I mean, certainly many things are similar. The same things which discussed in the Bhagavad Gita is there in the 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita. Very similar. But more detail in the 11th canto. It goes more deeper.
You mean Bhagavad Gita chapter 11?
No, 11th canto Bhagavatam.
Okay.
Uddhava Gita is the 11th canto Bhagavatam. So what's in the 11th canto Bhagavatam is similar to what's in the Bhagavad Gita.
就是圣典薄伽瓦坛第十一篇当中的乌德瓦吉特和薄伽梵歌有很多相似之处，但是细节不同。There's
more detail in the 11th canto, Bhagavatam.
薄伽瓦坛第十一篇呢，就是更详细。
We need to read both.
我们需要阅读这两部书，我们都需要阅读。
Uddhava is given instructions by Lord Krishna before Lord Krishna left the world.
在主Krishna离开地球之前，他教导了乌德瓦。
So he's preparing Uddhava for his departure.
他让乌德瓦做好离开的准备。
Uddhava wanted to go with Krishna, but Krishna told him, no, you have to stay here for some time.
乌德瓦想要跟Krishna一起离开, 但是Krishna不允许, 告诉他还要在地球上再停留一段时间。
So later on, then Uddhava gave knowledge to Vidura.
后来, Uddhava 就把知识传授给了 Vidura.
Okay, any other question?
It's two more questions.
Yes, Panchatattva.
Yeah, Panchatattva. 顶拜玛拉和所有奉献者，大薄伽瓦坛里的格瓦库玛尔消失光对现代社会的初级奉献者有什么启示？
Well, for a new devotee, they can learn about the higher planets in the universe, and they can learn also about the spiritual world.
对于新奉献者，他们可以学习了解。 宇宙的高等星系，以及了解学习到灵性世界的知识。
We have to understand there's so much variety there in the spiritual world.
我们需要明白，在灵性世界是多姿多彩的。
Some people think there's only light in the spiritual world. They think there's only the Brahman. They don't know about the different planets and the different forms of the Lord and the different rasas, different moods.
有的人他们以为灵世界就是白茫茫的一片光，就是 Brahman. 他们并不了解灵世界的各个星球主的形体，不同的 rasa, 不同的情感，不同的心态。
So when we think about going back to Godhead, we want to know where we're going, which place are we going, what's it going to be like?
所以当我们想着回归神手的时候，我们应该知道自己应该想要去哪里，去哪个星球，我们应该自己应该目的地是哪里。
So even new devotees, they can become interested, they can become inspired to learn more about Krishna consciousness. by hearing all of this information, because it's not told anywhere else. Nowhere else. You never hear these things from anybody else. So it's something very new.
所以新的人呢，他们就会感兴趣。 受到激励，去了解Krishna这些当中的这么多的信息，因为在别的地方，别的人他是不可能知道的。这对别的人来讲，也都是全新的信息。So
people actually, if they're actually interested in knowledge and philosophy, then they can find a lot of information here.
所以对于知识，对于哲学很感兴趣的人，可以获取大量的信息。Hearing
about the different moods, the different relationships or rasas which are there, and how everyone has a particular rasa, and how we have to find that proper place which is best suited according to our rasa.
去聆听到了种种不同的关系，不同的心态，就是因为人人都有特定的关系，他应该找到这个最适合他的地方，最适合他的个人的关系的地方。For
Hanuman has to be with Lord Rama. He's naturally very happy there with Lord Rama. He thinks that's the best place.
对哈努曼来说呢，主Rama是最适合他的主人，他跟主Rama在一起是最快乐的，对他来说是最好的。It's
not the same for everyone.
但不是人人都一样。So
we want to know what are the other places.
我们也要对其他的地方略知一二。
Okay.
好，下一个问题是一个短问题。 Katyayani Hare Krishna, 感恩Guru, 请问 Krishna 有 Krishna 图片的念珠袋 不能清洗吗？
It's 不能清洗。
Yeah, we cannot wash the japa bead bag that have Krishna's picture on the bag.
No, you can wash it.
可以清洗.
Just like Krishna takes a bath, Mother Yashoda will wash Krishna.
像 Krishna 他也要沐浴啊, 亚瑟的妈妈会给 Krishna 沐浴.
So why not wash Krishna's big bag?
为什么念珠袋上就不能清洗呢?
No, you can wash it, okay.
没问题，可以。Keep
the bead bag clean.
要保持念珠袋干净。When
Krishna's on the bead bag, Krishna will be happy.
这样就在念珠袋上的 Krishna 就会感到很开心。Okay. 最后一个是唱。 Chantra Devadasi, Hare Krishna, 顶拜, Gurudev, 请接受卑微的顶拜。 我们总讲想要灵性进步, 请问Guru, 灵性进步指什么? 如何知道自己有没有灵性进步呢? 等Guru。
Okay, so spiritual advancement means that we become more attached, more absorbed in devotional service, and we have less material desires.
灵性进步意味着我们更多的依附，更多的专注于奉爱服务，更少有更少的物质欲望。As
we become more attached to Krishna, we should become less attached to Maya.
随着我们更加的依附 Krishna, 我们就会越少的依附 Maya.
So spiritual advancement is understood by how much we're becoming absorbed and attached to our devotional service. When we're very eager and enthusiastic for our devotional service, this is a sign that we're advancing.
当我们依附专注于奉爱服务的时候，可以明白就取得灵性进步。当我们渴望非常渴望热切的满腔热情的从事奉献服务的时候，这是灵性进步的一个征兆。
And when we're becoming lazy and not enthusiastic, then this is a sign that we're having some spiritual difficulty.
当我们变得懒惰，缺乏热情的时候，这就是我们在灵性上遇到困难的迹象了。
So when we have spiritual difficulty, we have to try to either increase our own spiritual practice or take the shelter of a senior Vaishnava, somebody who can help us to overcome the difficulty.
当我们在灵性上遇到困难的时候，我们要么是增加自己的灵修，要么是托付于年长的Vaishnava。年长Vaishnava可以帮助我们克服灵性困难。
So just like when you eat food, you know when you're satisfied, you know, you feel the effects when you're eating food, you feel relief from hunger, you feel nourishment and satisfaction, and you go on eating, you come to a point you're fully satisfied, you don't want to eat anymore.
就是好像进食的过程一样，当我们就是进食的时候，我们感到越来越满足，就不再饥饿了，就是当就随着我们的进食吃东西的过程当中呢，我们就得到了满意，我们就已经不饿了。
So it is with devotional service, that as we go on doing devotional service, we should feel detachment from the material. We should feel less anxiety and less stress from the material commitments, and we should feel more pleasure in our devotional activities.
随着我们继续做服务，我们就变得不依附物质，不再焦虑，免除了压力，而且变得在奉爱服务当中感到快乐。
A devotional service doesn't mean we should become neglectful about our material responsibilities.
奉爱服务并不等于我们要忽视自己的物质职责。
You have a family or you have a job, you have to do, you should do these things very well, very carefully. Everybody should appreciate your service attitude.
你有自己的家，有自己的工作，所以要很好的小心谨慎的从事这些工作，让好让别人呢就会欣赏我们的服务。So
making advancement means that we're not only just spiritual, but also we're very careful to make a success of our material life also.
进步就不是仅仅的局限于灵性上的，进步也意味着就是我们的物质生活也是成功的。And
success doesn't mean that just that you make a lot of money, but it means people are satisfied and they appreciate your service.
成功并不是说我们赚很多钱，而是指人们就对我们的服务感到满意，欣赏、赞赏我们的服务。
So we have to balance the material and the spiritual. That's also important.
我们必须要在物质和灵性二者之间保持平衡，这也是至关重要的。
So, you have to be very careful, trying to make advancement, spiritual advancement. It's good, but don't be neglectful about your material duties.
所以您需要谨慎，要得到灵性的进步，但是也不能忽视自己的物质职责。
So an advanced devotee, somebody who's advanced, they will keep everything very, they will be very careful to do their material duties very nicely, and keep everyone happy, and at the same time they can do their spiritual duties.
所以一个进步的人，他们会很小心谨慎地履行自己的物质职责。让人人都感到快乐，同时他们也会履行自己的灵性职责。
All right.
好
，Hare Krishna， good day。今天我们看时间现在已经超过九点了，因为我们后面还有三四个问题吧。但是我想今天我们就到这儿吧，然后后面的问题下次再回答，可以吗？
Okay,
can you?
Okay, Ganshi Nim. Ganshi Sati Sutras. Ganshi Guru Mani. Imaman Chintai Defani. Ganshi Sayada Function Zen Ling Ting. Maman Shagasinti Veda Chitada Wenti. Shivan Niman. How Hao Nin Song. Jun Sho. Gui Fan. So Hao Shou Tin.那我们快到Govardhan Puja， 还有Prabhupada Yenji日，你们准备好。所以，希望你们有Dhammadhar越快乐。Hare Krishna。有Prabhupada ki。
Jai。
Go back to Vrinda ki。
Jai。
Go Premanandi。
Hare Hare Bo。
好，感谢大家的聆听，我们。